Community Corner is brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.
Oh, I know a place we can carry on. Hey, oh, I know a place we can carry on. Come, children, we must carry on now. We can carry on, yeah.
Despite everything, we have to carry on. Now, last week in Community Corner, we journeyed to Portland, a parish where several were punished for their role in the Emancipation War led by Sam Sharp. Yes, the war went as far as Portland. So when you list the people from the parish who are important, remember the 23 tried by a court-martial and the 5 tried in the slave court and the 7 black men executed by the British colonial forces from plantations like Fairfield, Fairy Hill, Goldenville, Zion Hill, and Mount Pleasant, including Richard Buckley, Thomas Lindsay, Solomon Atkinson, George Cousins, Nicholas Simpson, Robert Markland, and William Sherwood. St. Thomas in the Vale, now a part of St. Catherine, had 9 tried by a court-martial, 8 of them from Charlton. None executed, but sentenced to between 25 and 200 lashes. This violence against black people for standing up for justice has a long history. Now, speaking of St. Catherine, that is where the Jane Parish History's bus takes us this week. So, Dr. Jenny Gemmont is back with us. Hi, Jenny, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Professor. Not bad at all, thanks.
Great. How is the family? Good? Doing all right?
Well, we're trying, yes.
Yes,
thank
okay.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. So, I just want to ask you to tell us what we should know about St. Catherine from the research you have conducted. For example, how it got its name, when was it settled, what is that parish's importance to Jamaican history, and how do we get access to this research?
Okay, all right. Well, St. Catherine, in the true colonial pattern, was named for the wife of King Charles II, who was ruling England in 1664 when the parish was created by the English. When we look at who settled St. Catherine, we need to remember that the original settlers, the first Jamaicans, the Tainos, mm-hmm. were really extensively spread out over St. Catherine. So they were really the first settlers. The Spaniards then, of course, captured the island and they built the town known as Spanish Town today. They built the town in St. Catherine, calling it Villa de la Vega in 1534. So they were the first European settlers, so to speak. They also settled other parts of the parish, such as Guanabara Vale, which actually is a Taino word. Guanabara is a Taino word, meaning soursop, and it is there that the Spaniards raised a lot of cattle. And they occupied other parts of the parish, Old Harbor, Passage Fort, and so on. But as we all know, their hold on the island did not last long. And so when the English took over, they then created the parish of St. Catherine, which incidentally was much smaller. I heard in your introduction, I heard you referring to St. Thomas in the Vale mm-hmm. and the freedom fighters from that parish. Well, the large parish of St. Catherine today certainly what was not in existence then. It was a small parish, and other adjoining parishes such as St. Thomas in the Vale, St. John, and St. Dorothy would eventually be joined to St. Catherine in 1867 to make the larger St. Catherine that we know today. Okay. Well, in terms of the importance of St. Catherine for Jamaican history, we need to remember, well, let's start with the original Jamaicans. The legacy of the Tainos is very important to Jamaica's heritage. And incidentally, St. Catherine has a large number of Taino sites, perhaps, I think about 38, and is home to 12 of the most important Taino sites. One at Whitemar, which most people are familiar with, and the other one is Mountain River Cave, which is near to Cudjo Hill in the parish. And this one is famous, world famous, because it has one of the largest collections of indigenous rock paintings and carvings in the entire Caribbean. Mm-hmm. So St. Catherine has much to be proud of where the Tainos are concerned. Well, when the English took over, we know that they ruled Jamaica from the historic capital of Spanish Town for well over 200 years, until the capital was relocated to Kingston in 1872. Well, as Jamaica's first capital, Spanish Town is home to many historical buildings and even more important, to many important historical events. For example, the Emancipation Proclamation was read from the steps of King's House on the 1st of August. And it is from there that other important policies and proclamations were made affecting the Jamaican people, the welfare of the Jamaican people. The Jamaica National Heritage Trust has recognized the historic importance of St. Catherine, but in particular Spanish Town. The entire historic district has been made into a national heritage site. So that, too, we need to recall and be proud of. Well, I think that St. Catherine also houses three institutions to which most Jamaicans turn when they're looking to investigate their records, such as birth certificates, etc., marriage certificates, etc. And we're talking about the Jamaica Archives, which is in Spanish Town.
And that I know it well.
All the way, yes, don't we? And that one dates all the way back to the 18th century. In fact, when Spanish Town as the capital, when the capital of Jamaica was removed from Spanish Town for a five-year period, a very brief period, in 1754 to 1759, it was quite a spectacle. It was because accompanying all the officials, governor, etc., were these carriages carrying all the public records from Spanish Town across to Kingston. And you better believe that in 1759, when the capital was reinstated in Spanish Town, came the procession of these public records
back,
all the way back. To Spanish Town. And they never left there in the sense that they're housed in the Jamaica Archive, but also, of course, the more recent ones in the Registrar General's Department, to which most Jamaicans go. But a less well-known but very important home in terms of records of the Jamaican people resides in the People's Museum of Craft and Technology.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how many people know about this. This is in Spanish Town.
Right in the square.
Right on the Emancipation Square.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a lot about, particularly about our history as a free people, the types of tools and craft work that we fashioned to help in our farming and other activities, economic activities.
It's right next to what used to be the King's House out there, right?
That's correct. That is correct. That is correct.
It was probably part of that property, like maybe where they kept the horses and whatever, or where enslaved people used to live.
I do think it was adjoining. Yes. Okay. So in essence, of course, sugar and slavery was a big part of St. Catherine's history. I thought I would just quickly highlight several estates which became important to the economy of not only St. Catherine, but the rest of Jamaica in the long run. And we're talking about the Cayman Manor estate. There are three of them, and Worthy Park estate, which to this day remains a bastion in terms of our sugar industry.
Though they produce more rum than anything else now.
Rum production. And then, of course, in the 20th century, I find this interesting because this has been the source of a great deal of controversy. The Bernard Lodge Sugar Estate and Factory had its birth in the 20th century. It never, ever used slave labor. It employed freed Jamaican people in the 20th century. And they were the largest producer of sugar and rum for quite a long time.
Okay.
But going on quickly, though.
Yes, we'll have a minute left.
Oh, okay. Well, not to ignore the other side, then. St. Catherine has been a major player in terms of industries, particularly in the 20th century. And we're talking about from power generating yes. industries such as the Bagua Power Station. We're
and
talking
cloth
about
textiles.
The Ariguanaba yes. textile factory.
It used to be.
We're talking about the Bybrook Condensery, mm-hmm. home of sweetened condensed milk and evaporated milk.
Mm-hmm.
Notice all Jamaicans. That's where it all started.
And then, of course, you have the bauxite.
The bauxite.
Yes. Yeah,
you also have the Twickenham Park Estate, the entire industrial
right.
complex.
Park, yes, yes.
And then, of course, Wissinko Group, started by the Mafood Brothers.
Right.
Has their home right there, the Jamaica Broilers. A wide cross-section of industrial
you
contributions
see,
made
think
by
we have,
this parish.
I think we'll have to have a part two on St. Catherine, you know, Jenny, because I know you have so much more to tell us, but we have to wrap. But we are going to try to have you back next week because this is very, very important. I know you have a lot more to say, but we have to wrap now. But I wanted to just say, Jenny, that we have to do some advocacy around the reconstruction of the Taino Museum and also that square, because much as we hate colonialism, I think that we have to have it on display to show people what structures they created to continue that bastion. So
right.
We have to do some advocacy. But thank you so much, so much, so much. And we will talk to you again.
You're very welcome.
Again next week to just finish
saying all goes well. Yes.
If all goes
all
well. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So that was Dr. Jenny Gemmott this week with St. Catherine in the Jane Parish Histories Project. When we come back, we go to the UK and to Sweden. So come forward.
We can carry on now. Oh, I know a place that we can carry on. We must carry on.
Community Corner was brought to you by JN Foundation, impacting communities through innovation and inspiring Jamaicans to find a way.